ודווקא שהטוי הלך צס, אבל מיוב יש לגמרי אין בלי המידוב הלך שצר. ואם הימשי, אפילו אם הליכי הוא הלכי, ולא... ואם הימשי אפילו אם הלכי, או הלכי ולא עם מחמס מליכי, so then there is no בלי הסגי בדוח. כל ציר מבוסו שנמלך, אפילו לא נמלך רק לצלי, חושו וריסח. ולוחי, אם נופלו ציר על הגבינו או על כלי איסי, אפילו מוקים של הבוסו ריסיה, לא נחשב ריסח, מכל מוקים הציר חושיב, אין נחל מחמס מליכי. וציר של בוסו שאיסי שנופלו לכלי, צורך הגולה. ואם הוא כלי חרס, לצייך הגולה לכלי חרס, צורך שבירה. וזנות הקונה. ואם לא נופל רק על מוקים אחות, בכלי צריך הייצי בי, כאלף מכאלף מדי. היכה דאמרינו, דאין איסי רלו כדקליפה, כשאין שום, היכה אמרינו דאין איסי רלו כדקליפה, כשאין שום אחס מחתיך שמינו, שמויסו שמינו, כולה עשו. So this is the deen that Ramo mentioned, in the Hagoyan, סיפהי, וישן לוחום ליחון משאר מסם. כולה עשו, וכן חוותו עשו כולו, מפני שהשום מפפה. Now, how do you saw that din that is mentioned of Kufiyat Reisachu? So that we discussed three different shittas. Rashi shitta, the Rosh shitta, and the Balatrum shitta. How do you mafliginon? B'nechas malchas milchei. Le'ini nechal machmas milchei. Hane mile b'boso chay. Avol tzli riseach. She'nofal limuk boso. Afilu nechal. Afilu nechal machmas milchei boi klipe. So that's in line with Rashi's pshat. So Rashi is the biggest maker. In other words, so when the Gemara says v'hanu milchai, so then it's not osir. But tzolu, so it asks the klipe. So what does it mean tzolu? It means boiled and hot. Boiled and hot. And chai doesn't mean dafke raw. Even if it is boiled, if it is cold, it is also called chai. That's Rashi, he is the biggest maker. So according to Rashi, so when can it be osir? Can be osir only when it's boiled and hot. But if it's boiled and cold, it doesn't come osir at all, not even kiliklipe. But if it is boiled and hot, then it comes osir kiliklipe. But if it is boiled and hot and it has koim, pores, cracks, so then it asas bikule. And if it is boiled and hot and it doesn't have koim, but it is spiced, so then it doesn't be cooling. Masha'in came if it is cold, even though it was boiled, and even though it is pores, and even though it is spiced, so then it's not osir. That's Rashi Shiva. And Mechaba Paskos like that. So you see, Hodim Falginon Binecho Machas Milchei, Binecho Machas Milchei, Hanu Milo Bosachai, Avot Tzli Riseach, Shenofal Limoliach, Afilu Nechal Machmas Milchei, Boye Klip, Vim Yeish, boy koin oy shu mitvo mitavli vi uli riseach kol yosa. But if it's cold, even though it's boiled, and even though it's spiced, even though it has koin, it has cracks, pores, so it's still mut gamon vi hoadin afilo hoadin ofu mevusha. So it has the same din like tzli vi yishemri da afilo imtzeinenim dine hoch da afilo imtzeinenim dine hoch. So, now, as long as it's boiled, but not if it's raw. So, whose shita is that? There's the shita of the Rosh, not the shita of the Balatruma. Not the shita of Balatruma. We saw that the two paskins like the Balatruma. But here we see that the Mechaba paskins like Rashi, the biggest maker, and the Ramo, he doesn't paskin like the biggest machmir, because the Balatruma is more machmir than the Rosh. The Rosh shita, the Ramo paskins like the Rosh. In other words, that the Afilu Heim Tzeinenim, so is Dina Hoche. The Afilu Heim Tzeinenim Dina Hoche. In other words, that if it is boiled and cold, if it is boiled and even though it's cold, but if it is spiced or it has pores, so it has Bechule. It has Bechule. Masha'in Kene Kone Sifat Rumo, there is a bigger Chumre. That if it is pores or if it is spiced, so even if it is raw, it wasn't even boiled. Not only it's cold, even if it wasn't boiled altogether, it's osir. That That's the sheet of Bar Truma. But the Ramo doesn't pass like Bar Truma, he passes like the Rosh. The Yoadin were from Vushel, the Yeshem Rim, the Afilo in Tainan Din Hoch, the Hei Yeshlin, the Gimel Hefsit Nurobe. If there is no Hefsit Nurobe, we have to be Machmir, like the Rosh. But if there is Hefsit Nurobe, then we pass like Rashi. But not at all like the Sifat Truma. In Bosa Bechol of Neesa, Al Din Lichi, Al Din Kovush, Al Bachile, Avaloi Bano. Now, the Torah says, Bosol gino shenogu ze boze mutori. Elo shetzorich ladiach ikim ligi oso. Umuta lo tzereisom mitpachas achas. Zorich hashinom shenigu ze boze. Kosa bolayito shmameno. The question arose, why does he say shmameno? That's aina hach. So that's, this is what the Taz discusses. And I mentioned, the shmameno, according to the Taz, the shmameno in the Torah is that the same din applies to a contact between an eichel and a keilah. Because at first the Torah only mentioned the case of the contact between two ochtim. Right? This is what the Taz says. The Torah calls up was a shmamen. Kol mide, the boy adoche. Yesh laaksus, my shmamen or the koma. Ho yihi, the behedi amunah must be so vashal yinaitim zebaze. The yesh leima, daan amine davke, dava amine davke, boso gvina atzma. Avo bichli shalehem in tzorch li zoyer. Komashmo und khol mit boy adoche va afil bikhui vi yali flo mit dom rabaye ne di kvit le baye adoche mi baye to dan adoche ne mele kol mit di boy adoche shavi me if me ke vi yesh la achis ho oy ho kos avisyo se visim em beis vi khol mo kim di gabe shrike vi khol mo kim de vet mutea lo ykhashino mit khila shema yishkach. That's the Gabi Sheikhai. So in other words, the Bais Yosef mentions in the name of certain Rishani that even though of between the Shechita Mumche, but we still have to examine the Sheikhai as to whether he knows. So he mentions, the Bais Yosef mentions that it is Muter to let a Stam Sheikhai check even without examining it. Even without his head, as long as he realizes that after the shchita he will examine the shofar. So why aren't we cheshish? Maybe he'll forget to examine the shofar. The answer is, since over there it's only lechatchila and the eved, it's all right even without examining the shofar. So mele we don't have to be cheshish, lest he'll forget and he'll not test the shofar. So that's the general principle, that where something is only also lechatchila, David is not also, then we're not geza because of it. So yes, kashe, yes, the hakshe, so he, of course, of this Yosef, this Simon Beis, b'chol mokim, David muter, l'chashino mitchilo shem yishka, v'yuhu, mucha b'cha meduchte, chushnati b'shiv dalet, v'imke amai chashino nkan di loch, l'adoch, kim di yoch, l'adoch, in Yisya, da'afi l'mokim shetzorach, klipe yish David, b'simen zeh, yishorem David, klipe, alachas kama v'chamo, u'ar pidin, L'chatchile only Hadoch is required, so certainly the evidence muter. So why should we have choshes? V'yesh leima di bechol mokim di nisabo lefoneinu elosofikim yesh kanisea itzo drisha achaze boze aminon kim deve chore mutalism l'chatchile ala drisha shiyase achaze. So he says, when do we mention this cloud? That where it's only necessary, and then it is not tosa, that we don't have to be chayish if we are not sure that you'll have to do it. Maybe. So then, we say we don't have to be cheshish. where the Yisar is not gold. Masheikin here, where the Yisar is borrowed, because when two foods, so in other words, when you put a food of heter in the Karisha Yisar, so it's called the Vadai that some grease will be transferred. It's called the Vadai. It's not a mere possibility. So maybe in such a case where it's a Vadai that will be Ivan Lechatchile, so then we don't tell him, do it, and then you'll do it later on. So we are Cheshish, maybe he will forget. יש לנו כל מוקים ניסה בואו לפנינו סופי כמי שכן ניסה לצורת רישה אחר זה אחר זה בו זה אמרינון כי מדי וצורים בתל שמחה תחילה עד רישה יעס אחר זה מה שאין כי כאן שיש ניסה בואו למה שיוסים בו סוכר שבך רישה ליסה אלו שיש לי תקונה בעדוכה בו זה לא סמכים לעדוכה שעקין דישמו ישקע עושה לך תחילה כל מיני בו ידוח את נלניה בשרת הצינן בשרת הצינן ביקור של יש הצינן נוסע לך תחיל כוס אף משל פרק עולה בו סו סימן דלת וביזל יופי סימא ילחיד רוח המשך לאור הרינג יש that's הרינג מלוכים על כלי הקוסים שהצורך הדוח שמונח עליהם ביקור של יופי סימא יסמא כן מנקישוי מלוכים שכוינו גקס so cucumbers in me amelach veich le mikoro shohem shari afila kishuim tzricha adoche im mihus mu mikoro shohem vim kin amelach le shara bi adoche nesoku nesoku lo uvite as chatus kval tezayin kosav ushas adchak gish nisachsim bizim chovim ki leve dome so the reason is why over there it is muter is because we are dealing with the Shasat Chak, with the hardship situation. So then, it's considered like the Evin. Vidavki b'doma sheish b'lach lochitzas, aval doma yove ish mamesh, im li bolak li rak vitzene mudran li yove, doma yove ish b'lach adoche klar, vidavki b'doma sheish b'lach lochitz, zeo yechia b'dalke meishe, mit den Klischen, ich stamm ich bekomme, es wird zähnen, die Mutter, ich stamm ich bei Mazo. So why is it Mutter? The answer is, he doesn't have to make a doche, because the Mazo is a Dovayovish Ligam. Knieze Berachai, weit, kosaf schon mit Teres Chas Kalfi Zayen, al maashi kosaf kanatu, di maire di lavuche ba doche. The midah, what is the character? The midah lavuch ba'adoche. Also, we say in because of Yisra, the koshe. Also, so it's not the koshe. Maishne, the koshe also, mimashe kosu ve'chas chayim, the chayim shol yichovim, shehu tchu yofe, the muta litnu yisrach etavlin biyove. Votavlin in dark ladiyah. So the question is, now the two here mentions the name of Balito, that me the lavuch ba'adoche, so then it is osa b'tzeinen, unless he's madia the killer first, but without being madia the killer first, it is osa to be mishtamish b'tzeinen neklise, but the Ochas Chaim says that if you have a killer of a goy and it looks very clean, so it's muta to be mishtamish dovayovish like tavlin in it. But why? So why is it muta? But tavlin is in dark lad yach. Tiretz al ze so tiretz chatur gidet teretz vizel sheni. Ach yesh lechal di chlis ashe mishtamishim bi bechamin also mishtamish bi yetar tzene. Kmo shikos vayadeh bisinen kufrufale. אומנם נשתמש בייס הציינן, מותר להשתמש בית הציין לחתחיל. So it all depends. If it's a clear Yisra, in which Yisra was נשתמש בחמים, so it has a plea of Yisra, so then you're not allowed, מתר אבונון, even to be נשתמש בציינן. עושה שתם בית הציינן. כמו שכוס הידי עשינו כבר רפאלה. אומנם נשתמש בייס הציינן, but if at the very outset Visa was only Nishtamisina, so he doesn't have any Beluah Visa. It only has a BN that might adhere to the day for Akli. So, but he only Nishtam should be Isa Tzinen, Mutal Nishtam be Hetz Tzinen Chathile. Velachin it Rash Bol, Im Liya Bosa, but Lushu Yain Esach. Vechay Matzinu, but Lushu Chomech, Mutal Nishtam be Matze. Tivisa Berachayim, Tzimu Tuv Nale. Iname, Yish Lechalek, Bin Rochatz Akli Tchilo Eitev, Uloi Rochze. Im Rochatz Tchilo Eitev, Shore. Another Teretz is, so the Teretz Chathos is Twitterut. So the first, now there is a stir. There is a stir between the Orches Chaim and the Baloito that the two mentions, and the two mentions, and the two mentions both dinim. So the Baloito that the two mentions says that if it is something that is lafu chevadoche, so then it is osea to be mishtamish without making a docha first. Now the question is, so then the tavlin is so the tavlin is in dark ladiach, so it should be osea. Still the Orches Chaim says that kilin shel chomim shehu triyofe the mutar litli seichet tavlin. So the first teretz is that the Orches Chaim is reference to a kele shel isea that was not nishtamish b'chamim, was only nishtamish b'tzeinim. So there we are only afraid lest some grease b'en will be transferred. But in the case where he sees with his own eyes that it's clean, the Orches Chaim spells it out. What do you mean utriyofe? He's not making a docha now, but it looks rinsed, it looks clean. So in view of the Orches Chaim is referenced to the case where it was nishtamish originally b'tzeinim. Mashein kein the palito to the two sides is referenced to the case where he was nishtamish originally b'cham. So then it is also without adoche. If he was mishtamish b'cham, that's one time. In ame yesh lechalik min rochat akli tchilo eitev or loy rochze im rochze tchilo eitev shoch. A second teretz is that this the din mentioned in Orches Chaim has reference to a case that where it was already washed out. He says mutchayof, where it's clean, he takes notice that it's perfectly clean. So then it is muta. Mashainkin, if he doesn't take notice that it's perfectly clean, then he requires a doche. So according to the second teretz in Teres Chatos, in order to be mishtamish in a kele that in which Isa was mishtamish, if he wants to be mishtamish now, heter, so he only has to make sure that the kele is perfectly clean. So if he takes notice that the kele is perfectly clean, then he can be mishtamish. Mashein kein, the din balayito has reference to the case where he didn't take notice that the kele is spotless clean. So there, he must make a doch. Right. Iname yeish lechadim rochz akli tchileiti v'lo yorochz. Because we are the of base, Die zwei Gori, aber ich kann mit zehn Lach. Wo ich kann sie mir heim zu nehmen, aber ich kann wieder als Bo. Sie doch haben, wie mir ja wirklich schon ja in Essach, weil in der Tasche schlacht, ובגויזויס משמע דביוביש בינושי תשמיש את חיוריצים ויוזמות הביציינן דווקא. Now, then he says, So the lotion of the Ramo is very difficult. דיקוי על מה שכוסף השולחנו ביקר של איסעצני והיינה שנשתמשו בבחמי כמו שזכרתי ליר ועל זה אומר דבר יובש מותר להשתמש בבלי הדוחה וכן אם לא ישתמשו באיסעצחילו רק בציני מותר החכים בלי הדוחה אפילו בדבר לך כן יהיה על זדייתי. Now we discussed already the פשט in the Taz collection and the פשט in the Ramo the way it appears in our text. Now well, I think we can go over one more task. All right, now. Akel osa mishmi tatoi gola in davke bisa machmas atzma vissa belua eme yeitzi michticha lichticha belareiti kin kosat vira schatus. That we learn in Talmud. Kim if haboso bigmor amgin atam da demei kalei bola pirshe rashi shemitzanmei. So within the first moment before it manages to cool off, so then it's mavliak diklip. So one, what the Losh Nagmor is at Mekale. So Rashi explains Mekale until it cools off. And the Savheta says, Shemar bidom. The chim bimoda. Oh, now. Veacholov mutakule. Uvitur hevi das rivo. Uvitur hevi das rivo. Shetzori shei bicholov samach neged aklip. Shene samenem. Because of Mari ba'agoye sharidure. אף אגב די בשור דוח דה אין קליפה איסר אסחב אותו אפילו עם הקליפה שומד מטעם דה אין קייח לנסר במוקים שנעיס היוכל ללחשום וכן עמא אין טעם הבוסר בכל החולות אפילו הוכת צורך סמך כיוון די דובל אחו ומסר ויחד. In other words, so the Mari explains the sheet of the Rivo, because you could ask Kikashi, how does the Rivo say that the all the chol, if there is no shishin in the chol of negative klipe, so all the chol of is also but we have a klal that in anesa yochel liyis yiser osa means. Now here the chol of is the nesa. How did the chol of become osa? Because a hot piece of meat fell into the cold milk. So the bosog is the yiser and the chol of is the nesa. How much was the boso capable of assailing the cholov in the klipe? So mimele, and there is no shishin in the cholov negative klipe. So the Rivo says that the whole cholov is muta, is osa. The whole cholov is osa. So the question arises against the Rivo: how can all the cholov become osa? But in anesa yochel yisayisa yisa meisrei. Now the yisir of the cholov of the nesa, there's the boso. What is the extent of the potential of the yisa potential of the boso? How much can the boso rasa the cholov? Can it clip it? So the cholov became osa. Became osea at the very outset only can eclipse. How can this upper layer, uppermost layer of the cholov, aser the rest of the cholov? So then the nesa, the cholov, that's the uppermost layer, the eclipse of the cholov, or the uppermost layer of the cholov, so will have a bigger potential of asering than its eitzeya. The potential of the boso was only to ask the klipe, and now this uppermost layer, the nesa, will ask the rest of the cholov. So that's no kashi. Why? Because here it's when do we say eina nesa yochel yis eisei, eina nesa yochel yis eisei yisam eisrei, if we have to resort to an Asia. Mashenkin here, so the uppermost layer that became Osa immediately becomes distributed evenly in the rest of the cholov. So he doesn't have to hassle it. it's Mimele. It becomes nearer. This is what he says. Vachaname in Tama Bosa Bholacholo Vatlochetzorich Samach. Kim di Dovalach Umisar Vyach. Vihir Doch and Oig Lechumre. Vilui Kiosh. So the Marie Nagoy Sharidure. I mean that's the so he passed Nagoy Sharidure like the river, not like the river. But he says, Veloi Kerosh. So in other words, he equates the sheet of the Rosh with the sheet of the Ri. In other words, what's the sheet of the Ri that where it only Osa Gri Klipe, so then the Eved is not Osa. So it's only Osa Lechatchela. So where it Osa is only Gri Klipe, so the Eved it is not Osa. It's only Osa Lechatchela. So he equates the shite of the Rosh with the shite of the Ri. In other words, the Rosh shite is also like that. The truth is that the Rosh in Chul mentions both days, the shite of the Rivo and the shite of the Ri. So still he says the Ochanoig lechumre veloika Rosh. So in other words, the Mari assumed that the Rosh, even though he mentions both shites, but he himself is disposed towards the shite of the Ri, not the shita of the river. And that's not so poshet. On the contrary, there are certain diukim in the Rosh that seem to indicate that the Rosh is disposed towards the shita of the river. V'ashulchan Aruch posa ki orosh da'ayne keri ve'rambam ve'keri ve'rambam she'im tzorer samach neged ha'klipe u'visarheta klal muntes pesik likule ki orosh b'shem ma'aram she'bechol mokim she'itzchichu chachom im klipe u'bishliu kach b'loi klipe afil in samach neged ha'klipe muter afil lechatchile d'lo yitzchichu chachom im klipe alo mitzat chumre lechatchile ad kal sheni u'bechlal lamed vov kosaf lehepech di kare ha'miseres ki de klipe u'iseres ha'tzamech neged ha'klipe. So in other words, so we have istire in the Isaveta. In Klal Nutes he says, like the Rishit, all right, he mentions that in the name of the Rosh too, that wherever Klipa is required, so there it is Muta. And then in Klal Lamed Vov, Ligabe Kare that became Oser, Kide Klipa, so he says, if there is no Shishim, so then it is Oser. Because of Bitrumes Adeshen, the Dvorov Bichlal Lamed Vov, where it lechumre him lidas revo, viudochet meit shalihuska mishom mizeh sheilach das revo. Adarabe kosav dvorov nifsak aloche bistam utmiyani al mashi kosav mari b'shem rosh likule. So the mari says that the rosh is like the ri. So he says shari rosh hevi beis adiz b'firik kol aboso v'lo yichri av adarabe marshal kosav shaloche hevi das revo b'achrino shechim askonet shalem. Otherwise, the Rosh is disposed towards the Chumre, towards the sheet of the river. Va'atu revi b'simen yud b'sheichet b'sakin shel yichovim d'kaim alon kelei b'tashrite v'kosav shom Rosh d'lo yishret l'chatchile al da'ashe yiklif ha'kei nimtzo al korchor d'svirlei. So what does the Rosh say there? That now we passed, there is a machlekes between two amroim. So we passed the cheichid that in the Gemara that ches in chum the cheichid b'sakin shalim kichovim. So he has to be kelim b'sashrit. So it answers can he clip? Still the Rosh says there lo yishrit lechatchil al dashi yiklif hakei. Now nimtzu al koch or disvir lei shekol sheni kelim eichel iser afilu David. וכל שמותה בדיעבד לחשינו מתחילו שמיישתך וזה מוכח בסימן א' ביטור גם יומי ולכתחילו יחילון לישחי ולישחית על סמך שיביקנו וכן בסימן ב' לחשינו שמיישתך ולהיביקנו. So in other words, so again the same thing that is mentioned שכונו וכן סימן ב' as a cloud, that wherever something is only עושה לכתחילה, so then we don't have to בחשש. So we don't, anything that the Eved is muter, so we don't have to be cheshish, maybe he'll forget. So because of that, we can allow istam sheikha to sheikh, and without examining him first in Hilchas Shchita. And we don't have to be cheshish, maybe he'll forget, he will not examine him. He'll not examine him. Because there is no catastrophe, even if he will forget. After all, the Eved, it's alright. So it's only the chatchile, so we don't have to be cheshish. So memele, since the Rosh says, The Rosh says that we are allowed to shecht with the sakim shalakum lichatchile, as long as he has the intention after that to be killed with bisashchite. So it's a raya that if he is not, that if he is not killed with bisashchite, so it's a raya. So he says that he's not allowed to shecht lichatchile with the intention of being killed with bisashchite. So it's a raya that if he is not killed, so it's also in the eved, because assuming that the eved is mutar even if he's not killed with bisashchite, so why should the rosh asa to shecht lichatchile with the intention of being killed? So, but this is not a strong raya, because as the Taz himself said in Siv Aleph, so he there too he mentioned this din, and he says the bechol mokim din is a bowl for neinu elosofik im yesh ganisa vitzor yotrishe achaz achaze bozeh amrinon kim deve chorim butalism lechatchile. So so wherever there is an isabo, even though the isabo is only lechatchila diker isabo, not in the eved diker isabo, so then we don't allow him lechatchila to do it with the intention of taking care of it, because only when it's a mere possibility, when it's not an isabo, let's say as for example in letting a stam sheikh a check. So there, we let the stam sheikh a check. We let the stam sheikh a check. And we don't have to worry with the intention of examining the sheikh after the shechit. So over there, it's not borrow, because it's borrow that if he doesn't shecht him, if he doesn't test the sheikh before the shechit, so then it is borrow that he will forget to test him after the shechit. On the contrary, In all likelihood, in all probability, he will be able to have an opportunity to test him after the shechita. The shechita is not going to run away. There is a possibility, but it's a mere possibility. It's not a probability. So memele. So, but if it had been something that is also even the eved, so he wouldn't be allowed lechatchila to let him share, even on account of a mere possibility. But in view of the fact that the Eve, there won't be any Avere, so Mimele, we are not cheshish for a mere possibility. As long as the Eve, it will be muta. But where it's a Vadai, it's a Bodhikarisa, or even Korabli Vadai, so then we are cheshish even though the Eve will be muta. This is what the Taz said. This is what the Taz said in Sif Aleph. So Mimele, here too, we can say the same thing. That the Rosh is disposed towards the Shita of the Ri, that whenever something is also the Klipa, so the Eved it is Muta. Still the Rosh says that we're not allowed to Shecht Bisakish Lavit Chovim with the intention of being Caliph after the Shchite, even though there is a cloud that when something the Eved is alright, is muter, so then we don't have to worry. Maybe you'll forget. So again, so from there the Taz deduced that apparently the Rosh passes like the Revo. So here, if he will forget to be killed the Bisashchite, so Mimele it will be also in the Eved. So we can say no. There is a difference. You see, there Gabi Sheikhet is Tam Sheikhet. Now the Sheikhet is not, it's very unlikely that the Sheikhet will disappear. Why should the Sheikhet disappear? So it's a mere possibility, but it's unlikely that the Sheikhet immediately after the Shechita he'll disappear. So in all probability he'll be there. But there is a possibility, maybe he'll go away for some time and we won't be able to test him. So there we say, since it's a mere possibility, so we are allowed to let him shech with the intention of testing him after the shechita. Masha'inke, when he wants to shech with the sakin shalai with chovim, so then it's much more likely that he'll forget to be killed in the Bisa Shechita. I mean, of course, the way it goes today in the slaughterhouses, so if he doesn't If he does it, so after the shchite, when so much volume of shchite is done, so in all probability, so he will forget to be caliph after the bisa shchite, if he has to shecht, let's say, 10 other behemoths. But even in those days, so a shechet did not shecht only one behemoth a day, so he had many behemoths to shecht. So mimele there it was currently vadai that he would forget, because of his tirde with shchite. So mimele, so there it's like the Yisrael is born. So mimele the Rosh says lo yishlach atchil. Alright. Anyway, so he says, but the Taz is midayik from that Rosh, that the Rosh is disposed towards the shchite of the Rivo. V'chein kosav bis Yosef shom behedi. Miu izay yishlitchis. Di shemo muta b'deved lo yiklipe. V'afil hochein lismich al zeh lechatchile. Kivim sheyesh kan isabo elo sheyesh leitakon. So this is what the Taz means. Moshe kosav tirei simen zeh. U'mashal perik ol aboso simen samech posak lahachmi. Kerivo. Di tzorich samech neged haklipe. Afilu deved. V'kosafen. דאפילו יקה סמר בבוסו נגד החולוב, מכל מוקים הבוסו צורך קליפ. דלוי בו לדרך פולה. גם בדרישי ודאס מרשר להח, ונרמו פוסקן ותירס חטוס, דאין צורך עיר בחולוב סמך נגד הקליפה. אל מלוי סביר להקריבו. So the פסק of the רמו is, the פסק of the רמו is, not like the ריבו, like the רי. וכן פוסק בתירס חטוס כבר חובגימו. דימיר אותיו של כושר לשחקרה, אסורו מותרס. Mutter, do midine in zorech haklipe, viteime, di visimen samech tez, sifte zayen, posag, di bidobar isei achlar, binon samech, neged haklipe, vein divrei rashbo shom, bibes yose. So there is a stira between two ramos. The ramo here paskins, ligabe, kide klipe, that where it's impossible to be caliph, let's say, cholov, you cannot be caliph and liquid, so then it's mutter without shishit. So in other words, that the evidence is mutter. But in Simen Samachtes, he paskens that the bidobor iseyach lach binon samach neged the binon samachtes if the zayin posim bidobor iseyach lach binon samach neged aklipe. So in other words, what does it deal with? The Ramo in Simen Samachtes Sifte Zayin. There he deals with the Kelet that was Bileya Isa, Dan, because it was Nimla B'Seich. It was Nimla B'Seich. So the Kelet was Bileya Dan from the Boso that was salted in it. How much was it Bileya Kideklip? Because Bileya Chari Kereseach, it's only Bileya Kideklip. Then he says that if you poured, let's say, hot soup in that kele, so then it assers, he didn't have it. But there it's only osak and eklipe. He says, the biseyach, so we see that he passes like Rivo. The biseyach, the dober biseyach lar bin samach neged eklipe. Vehim divarash boshom. Bibes Yosef, v'chein posak b'tiras chatos, v'haynek Rivo, נמצאו דבורוב סייסרים זה וכיו שגמר רשבו חספיר לכן יש לנו לפסיק לבוא לאחר ובכל מוקים בינון שישים נגד הקליפה וכן ניסה במור חי פרק לבוסו במייסי שבו לפני רבני יהודה שלו שאיסו לפוסק שום שצורך שישים נגד קליפס הקורו. All right, so the Taz is מכריע לנו לריבו, but this theory is really no theory as it is pointed out. Because I think that I mentioned that when we learned Milichet. So I mentioned it. Because when does the Ramo paskin like the Ri? That where it's only Osake de Klipe. So then, Dievet it's not Osea. So that is Shayach only in the case. In the case of Tatoigo, as in this case, let's say a hot piece of meat fell into a kettle of cold milk. So Tatoigo, so after the first moment, everything is cold. But until everything cools off, it manages to be Mavliya. So how much is it Mavliya? It's Mavliya, it can only manage to be Mavliya Kiliklipe. So since we say Tatoyegoma, and the Bliya that takes place can only take place in the first split second, so even Kideklipe he doesn't give it Tam Gomor. So the Tam is a Tam Kolosh. Even to the extent of Kideklipe, it doesn't give it Tam Gomor. It only gives it Tam Kolosh. So Memele, Midrash say even the Klipe is not Osa. But it's only Osam Rabbanon because it's only Tam Kolosh. So since the Tam is a Tam Kolosh, why doesn't it give in the Klipe a Tam Gomor? Because Tatoy Gomor. So the Bliya can only take place in the first split second. So how much could it? So even the Klipe, it's only a Tam Kolosh. So Midrash say that even the Klipe doesn't become Osa, but Midrash Rabbanon becomes Osa. The Tam Kolosh, the Klipe. So since it's only Tam Kolosh, even the Klipe, it only gives Tam Kolosh. So Mimele, the Eved is not Osa. Mashenkin over there, when he was Mele Abosol in a Kedera, in a Kare. He was Mele Abosol in a Kare. So then it was Mele Adam. But Mele Hayeseach, it's only the Leia Kedeklipe. So Leia Kedeklipe it has a Tam Gomor, not only a Tam Kolosh. Then when he pours hot soup in that kare, so then it's mafrit everything that was Nivla. Mele becomes Osea. Mele everything becomes Osea. Alright. V'chei Muchar B'Somuch. So anyway, but there are Taz, Paschas like the Revo here. וכי מוכב לסומוך סעיף סיפי והגוי בציר שנופל הכלי צורך הגולה וכלי חרש וירה וכלי עץ כלי פסג אל מדיבינו לבטל עבדי עבד מה שעוש חוגני קליפ והתראי מה שקוסף הראש שביביס יוסף בשצין נמצא לגבור בקרד ביקורת ביקורת של חילסס שחותכו בסקר של יסדוס וכולי אף על פי שאין ישראל כדי קליפ כי מדק קרוטים קטנים ויוכל לידם בעצם מוקים חותכו so they were many chtiches. So he became Osa many clippers. So the whole thing becomes Osa. So that's only Shayach if it is Asers, if the Eved is also Osa. But if we say the Eved, it doesn't Asa. So even though many chtiches were done, so what? But it's not, it doesn't Asa the Eved at all. Shmamin od mokim sheyef shalikli Osa kule. Now again we can say the same teret. Because we can say that when does the Ramo pass like the Ri, that the Eved is not Osea, only vis-a-vis the Kediklipe of Tatoy Gomor. Because there is Tatoy Gomor. So after the first moment, it will be completely cold. So the Bliya can only take place in the first split second. So even the first split second, it can be Mavliya Kediklipe Itam Kolosh, not Itam Gomor. So since even in the klipe, it can be mavliya only itam kolosh. So mele it's not osa David. Mashenkin here, when a sakin, when the duchke de sakine is mavliya dovacharif, even bitzenen. So there, ke de klipe, it's mavliya itam gomor. So there, it's osa David too. It's osa David too. All right, now. ואית ראיה ממה שכוסף רמו והוא מסלהטה סימן צדיקי סיב גימו דימירו מכלרי ששל בוס או על כלי של חולו עשר כולי עשר כולי so ימירו מכלרי ששל בוס או על כלי של חולו ועשר כולי ואף אגב דימירו יעשר מדחליפה מכל מוקים עשר כולי במוקים שאפשר להיקלי. Well, that is Istira. I mean, when Simon Tzadikei, the Mimiru Mikli Rishin Shel Boso, Al Kli Shel Cholov, so is Eise Kulei, Ve'af Agav Di Miru Yeisam Vichlipe, Mikol Mokeim, Eise Kulei Bimokim Sheyef Shel Ikli, Ve'id Raye, because over there, it's also Tatoi Goba. So, ואית ראיה מה שכוסף רמו בסימן צדיק חס סיב דלת אבל אם על ידי ריסיכס מליח צורך לשייר רק אלי קליפ עד כאן לישי ואית ראיה מה שכוסף בסבטה כלל רמד ווב דין ווב וזה לישייני אם תינוסים בירי תכס צורך שישים נגד קליפוסו וכן רואי סיבה הגוי שבסעיף בסבטה כוסף שם מרי דוח אינו יקריבו להצריך שישים לכן הלוך למייסה שזה טז ישחיל לי כאן בפסק אופת המחבר אין רמו בואו את המחבר אין רמו they pass on like the re and he passes like the revo now of the cashes that the taz raises against against the Ramo, the Stires, so there is one, only one Stire that has to be considered. And that's the Din in the Iro Miklirishin Shel Boso, Al Kli Shel Cholo Veisakul. Yes, what is it? Yeah. That's right. No, it's very likely. I mean, it's not.
Because there was a bliya in the base of shita, like you said that.
You mean that is the this is the kavone of the Taz?
Yeah, it's like it's least of war, but it's in the wash of the following the shita now because they touched each other.
No, but I don't. I know. I mean, you can explain. You can explain the Taz that way. In other words, because there is an Isabor, but you see, if we say that it's also even the Eber, so then it's an Isabor. But if we say that Klipe is not even an Isabor, the Eber, it's only an Isabor Chatzile, why should it be called an Isabor? If it's an Isabor, so I think that the Pshat, one second, I think that the Pshat in Isabor is that it's very likely, not Korav Levadai, not because there was Bliyek in Klipe, and some mele, even though it's David, it's not Osea, so mele we is not allowed to shech lechatchil. Simen Zayin. So it has S the number of kashes. And we said, that's the last thing I mentioned yesterday, that all the kashes do not present any real difficulty except one. Because all the others, the Taz says that the Ramoi says to himself. Here we pass this like the Rii, that when something becomes Oseh, it can be creepy. So the Eved is not Oseh. But in number of places, so he passes like the river. So we said that except for one kashe that the Taz mentions, that this is the what Ramo says in Simen Tzadikei Sivgimu from the Yisrael Heter. So except for that, all the other cases of Kediklipe do not deal with Tatoi Goba. But let's say Miliche, or let's say Dovayovish that was put in a hot kele, so then it's only Bilei Kediklipe. So the Tzakut Rabo could be vis-a-vis Tatoi Goba. So there we say that in the course of a short time, so everything will be cold, and the bria that is only possible the first moment. So even the first moment, what kind of a bria could it give? Only tam kolush, not a tam gomu. Tam gomu. So meila with the rice, it's not even kediklipa is not osa. It's only osa rabon. So meila the eved the chachamim didn't tassel it. Masheikin the kediklipa by muliach harikir seach, or the kediklipa in the case of a davayovish that was put in a hot kele, so there, kideklipe, it gives a tam gomo. So there it's also the raise. So mele, even there it's also. In other words, in short, the Ramo only passes in the case of boso riseyach shenofal is a chol of tzeinen, or chol of riseyach shenofal boso tzeinen, tatoi goba. So that means everything is cold. But the first moment, before it cools off, it can be mavliya. So the first split second, how much can it be mavliya? Very little. Even to the klipe, it can be mavliya very little. Even to the extent of klipe, it can be mavliya very little. And it will not give a tam gomu. Even to the extent of klipe. So it's only rabon, so David bin Tasa. Masha'in can the other kediklipes. Let's say, by Miliya Harikaseyach, or the Vayovich, without rated. So there, it can eclipse its mavliya tam gomo. So midrayim say it's osea. So even there it's osea. Oh, but there is one stire that the Taz mentions. The third line from the end of the omer, in the Taz. Veidrayim mashikosav ramo vihum isav heta simen tzadikei siv gimu. Vum isav heta. And where does Ramo mention it? It's taken from the isav heta. But Ramo mentions it in simen tzadikei siv gimu. And that goy. The miro miklerishin shel boso, al kli shel cholov eisakule. In other words, so there, if let's say you have a fleishi kekel, a clean fleishi kekel, and then you are miyag, and from a clean fleishi kekel, or pan, a clean milchi kekel, so it's awesome. Now, why? But why? Because heel. But heel can only be mavliya kediklipe. Why is it also the whole thing? Why is the whole kele, the whole milchike kele osea? The answer is because it's impossible to be kele. Only wooden kele you can be kele. But let's say another kele you cannot be kele. So mele, so is, but if the raboshite is that like the ri, that wherever something is only Nivraki the klipe. So the eved it's muter. So adarabe, just because you cannot peel off from a non-wooden kele, so everything should be muter. So the whole, so we see that the Ramo in Simen Tzadikei Siv Gimel doesn't pass like the Ri. He passes like the Ramo. Now this, so there too it's a case of Tatoi Goma. Because what does the Ramo in Simen Tzadikei Siv Gimel deal with? He deals with the case of someone who pours for hot water from a fleish kekele, a clean fleish kekele, onto a clean milch kekele. So it's tatoi goba, and still yasas. So that really presents a stira. So it's analogous to the case here in Siman Tzadik Aleph. But they have an Isikeli Meskenada Kashi against Ramon. Now, there is a haloche of Nat Banat. So Dogim Shom Bikoroshal Boso Mutalochlam Bikusach. Mutalochlam Bikusach. What does it mean? That if, let's say, you took fish and you put it in a fleish kikar hat, and then you want to eat that fish with milk, you're not allowed. Why? So you are allowed. So mutalochlam Bikusach. Why are you allowed to eat it with milk? Because the meat gave a tam in the kare, and the kare gave a tam in the hot fish. So it's a nice tam, but nice tam. The tere, so it's mutatui, nice. So the fish represents a derivative tam of boso, not the primary tam of boso. So mainly you're allowed to eat the fish with butter, with milk at all. So Rashi shiting is that only dogim shol will be kare shol boso. But dogim shen is bashlu. Dogim shenis bashlu big dealer shall boso also lechom because there is a greater bliyeh in dogim shenis bashlu big dealer shall boso than the case of dogim shall be kar shall boso. Teitzah shite is that the same aloha applies even to dogim shenis bashlu big dealer shall boso. The mechaber paskens like teitzahs, there are more paskens like Rashi. So according to mechaber, so if let's say fish was cooked in a meat kele ben yemei, so even though it was cooked in a meat kele ben yemei, you're allowed to eat that fish with butter. According to Ramah, you're not allowed. Unless it was cooked in a fleish kele that is not ben yemei. So then even the Ramah is matter to eat it with milk. The Mashal asks it even that case. Alright. So there are more pastors like Rashi that only dogim sholo b'dei roshol boso, sholo b'kar roshol boso, in mitar lochum b'kusach. But dogim shenizbashlu b'dei roshol boso, also lochum b'kusach. Why? So, but the Ramoy is made that the evidence is muta. Dogim shenizbashlu only lechatchile. In other words, to eat it with butter, that's also lechatchile. So that's also. But the evidence is muta. So mele, everybody raises the question again, Ramo, how can the Ramo say in Simen Tzadikei, Siv Gimu, in the Agoy, that if imiro mikli shel boso, al kli shel cholo, so it's also, and the Taz assume that it's also, why? Because it becomes also a glipi. And since it's impossible to be kele, only in a good kele you can be kele, but in another kele. So you cannot be kele, so mele, some may lead the whole thing in Rosa. But that's in contrast, that's in conflict with the Pesach of the Ramo here, that wherever it becomes Osa, only Kedik, wherever the Bliya is only Kedik Lipe, so the evidence is Mutar. So here too, it should be Mutar the Kelesh, the Milchik Kelesh should be Mutar Ligamre. Should be Mutar Ligamre. That's the task, Kash. But the Nisikelim over there ask another Kash. After all, it's not Banat. What happened here? He's pouring water from a clean flesh kele. So the meat gave a tam in the kele, and the kele gave a tam in the water. So the water represents what? A derivative tam of boso. A derivative tam of boso. Then he pours the derivative tam of boso, not boso, but the derivative tam of boso, the water. He pours upon a milk kele. And then what happens? So the milk in that milk kele, so the milk gave a tam in the kele, and the kele will be paled. Will be paled. And then there will be a union, a synthesis between the derivative tam of boso and the derivative tam of cholov. So you'll say, because there are more pastors like Rashi, that only dogim shol b'korosh al boso, but not dogim shel izbashlo. But that's only lechatchile, but here is the evidence. So why should he ask it? That's the kasha that they all ask against Ramon and Simen Tzadikei. So it's possible to say, so it's possible to answer both kashas. That kasha that is asked by the Nisikeilim against Ramon and Simen Tzadikei. And the kasha that the stira that the Taz mentions here against Ramon, so we can answer with one teretz, we can answer both kashas. That Eino Chanami, the Ramon paskens vis-a-vis the kiniklipe of Tatoi Gova, that the evidence is not awesome. But the Chatchila is certainly awesome. So what is it, David? What does it mean, David Itznatosea? In other words, there is no other alternative to so then it's muta. For example, let's say if a piece of hot meat fell into a kettle of cold milk, so you cannot be killed with milk, impossible. So what's the alternative? Spilling out the milk. Well, that's David, spilling out the milk. But if there is any other alternative, not to spill out, not to throw away, Caleb, but and to comply with that Isa v'chatchile, then it's not even called the Eved. So Mimele, when the Ramo says that Imiro Miklishel Boso al Klishel Cholov is Osea, so you mean the Ramo has reference not to Iklicheres, that cannot be kashered. He has reference to Iklimatres. Now, Iklimatres, there is a way of kashering it, all you have to do is just to be magalet. I mean, such a terrible thing, to such a hardship to be magalet, kele. So mele, it's considered like lechatchile, not the evet. Here, the other alternative is to spill out the milk. Or in the case where the piece of bosor that fell into the cold milk was nisbashel already without peeling off the klipa first, so then the other alternative would be to throw away the piece of meat. That's the evet. But here, when you pour hot water from a fleishig kele or from a milchig kele, so then there is a way, klimatres, there is a way to the klipa becomes also lechatchile. But the evet it's muta, but it's not the evet. Let him kasha the whole kele. Let him dump the whole kele in boiling pot, and he doesn't even have to dump it in the boiling pot, because it's only osak the klipe, only the klipe of the kele became osak. He just has to put the kele under the hot water faucet. So kiderach tashmishi kachach shele. So it's a simple thing, he can kasher it. So it's considered like a chatchile. So when the Rambo says osak imiro miklishel boso al klishel cholof osak, he means osak. He has reference to a klimatres, and what does it mean, Osea? Until he's maglet. Naturally, it means until he's maglet. But he has the alternative. But in Ochaname, if it will happen to a klicheres, so then it will be muta. So mele, we can answer both kashas. We can answer the stire raised by the taz here, and the kashe raised by the nisikeli misim tzadikei. But it's not banat, and even there are more only pastimes that not banat is also lechatchile, but not the evet. The answer is there is also lechatchile. And since there are more pastimes like Rashi that only dogim sheolu bikare shel boso mutar lochem mikusach, but dogim shel izbashlu bikdeira shel boso is also lochem mikusach. So here too, since there is an alternative for him to kashle to be maglet, so it's like lechatchile. So it's also all right. So the kashes of the Taz, that the Taz raises against the Ramo, no kashes. The only real kashe was from the Ramo in Simen Tzadikei, but that we can also answer by limiting the din of the Ramo in Simen Tzadikei to Iklimatis. So it's still a chatchile. And then the other kashes are no kashes at all, because they deal with another kind of kiliklipe of Meliach HaReiter Seach, without Reiter, so Dova Yovish, without Reiter, even it is Chtas, so they are the kiliklipe, it's Bileya, it's Mavliya, it's Bileya, it's Murey. So it's Midraise, so in the Eved is also Masheink in the kiliklipe of the Toye Goma. So the Bileya can only take place in the first split second, so even the first split second, before it cools off, it cannot be mavliya itam gomo, even in kiliklipe. So even to the extent that it will eat, it's only osam le'avon is itam parush. So mele chachom only asa that it is chachile, not there. Now, the crazy of Lacy and this imam, he says something similar. I think I mentioned that in Tagubes, and I mentioned the crazy of Lacy in Melicha, I think. So the crazy of Lacy says something similar to what I just said. He says that there are more paskins only vis-a-vis Bosa Becholo, that where it is kidei klipe, so there it is muta. But vis-a-vis Shor Yisroim, there are paskins like the reward. What's the hesbeah? This is very crazy place. So here, the Mechaber and the Ramo, they deal with Bosa Becholo. Bosa Riseach, Shenofal, Vesicholov Tzeinen, or Cholov Riseach, Shenofal, or Bosa Tzeinen. So he's pasuk becholov. Now, so there he passes like the Ri. Masheikim by Shori, so he doesn't pass like the Ri. Why? What's the difference between those? Because by pasuk becholov, so it's only the bishlos tateir. The bishlos tateir. So even if you have it on gomor, if it's not the bishlos, it's not awesome. Suppose you soak a piece of meat for a number of days in milk. So you call at the insurance, so you need to come with some of the ice, come with the bush. But most of the whole of it will only be on some of the abono. So it has to be the abishul, some melee, in order to be the abishul, there has to be tam gomu. And in this case, it doesn't give it tam gomu, it only gives it tam kolush. But by Shori Surim, it seems that the Ecclesia place assumes, since there is no aloch of the abishul, so even tam kolush is also. Imitam kolosh is also. Masheim came by Bosse Becholov, where it has to be the bishul, and usually when you are mevashel, what kind of a tam does it give? It gives a tam kolosh, not a tam kolosh. So Mele and here give a tam kolosh, so it's only awesome the Rabbanon by Bosse Becholov, so Mele the Chachomim didn't ask over there. So it is similar to what they said. But from the crazy place, it's mashma that vis-a-vis Bosse Becholov. So then, even if the kediklipe would be through Moliach Arei Kereseach, or through a double yobish without rete, so it will still be mutadir. That's the naftimina between my teretz and the kereseach. But it is similar. Alright. Now, let's go to the shach. Sifala. Sifala. Bosso Vino Shenogu Zebuze Mutori. אלו שצורך להדיח מכם נגיע אוסון ומותר לא צריך מטפח הסחס ולא יחשינון שמייגו זה בזה אלו זה שח אלו שצורך להדיח וכל סבא בח ודווקא כשיחוד מן לך אבל עם שניים יבשים אפילו הדוח אין צורך because if both I mean it's hard to find Bosso and Pino that both should be completely dry not possessing any moisture at all. But suppose it is completely dry, so there is no grease, there is no shoshe of grease being transferred from one to another. If it's moist, so then grease can be transferred. But if it's completely dry, then it's highly unlikely that grease should be transferred from one to another. All right, so it's based upon the mitzvahs. Rani aboso. So he says, kol mine de boya adoche, ki yin rani apsahet ha-tzeinen b'kor sholis ha-tzeinen, osu l'chatchile. דילמה אוכל בלוי הדוחה ודווקא מבוש לעבור חבא הדוחה אבל מידה דור חבא הדוחה נוסח חייבה איזה שאול אחד חייב דברי הרב צריכים ביה שיסס ודווקא לא, סיב בייס, להניע בוסו ויהוא הדין להניע חיס הצנה מכלי של היתר צנה so she in dark la di khos la khatkhile my time is not what the shakhs it doesn't make any difference whether you want to put a var heter in the kele the kele is the kele or vice versa a dvar iser in a heta de kekele. Let's say, suppose a goy asks you to put something in your kele, and it's a dvar iser. So you're not allowed to put a dvar iser in a heta de kekele. Heta de kekele. All right. Vidavke, so the Rambo says, Vidavke, dovo sheyidu lach mochistad, savo dovo yobish mamesh, im li bolak li rak bitzene, mutal aniyabi dovo yobish, la doche klao. Now it's a very long shot. דיבר יערף צריכים ביו כי גם דבורה בתרס חתו דר כבי שצורך היר שבתרס חתו שכל יזיין דיבי זה גלו שנורך חיים שכל סבכים שמרו מבש יוסף וספסים עם קופי דיקאו עם שלא לקחוב עם שהוא תחו יופה מוטלית מביתיו ומלבוץ זה לשאול דבור עם חריפים שנמי צידו בקושה יובש ביובש so קאו עם שלא לקחוב עם ותה קלין he says הוא תחו יופה so in other words it's clean. So, mutalitn beitav nil botzel shokvon chavufin sheine meitzi dobo koshe yovish bi yovish because since it's a inen and so it will not extract any bliye even though it's a kele of inochi and that kele of inochi certainly has bliye sisea but since it's a inen it will not extract any bliye so it's good vahakein kosav that's the orchis chayim. So it says, now, Vakein Kosav, so then the Teres Chatos mentions another thing, not in the name of the Oches Chai. So he says, Bidin Dalet, Om Maturio Deyesim, Zadzal Mishim Bal Yito Kosav,
Ich hol mir die Boyadoch, ich kim was erzählen, wie kann ich alles erzählen? Außer mich hat viele, die um auch über Boyadoch, wie darf ich was am Wuschel ab, wo ich mal doch, aber mit der Duche mal doch, ich kim was erheim, ich kann mich auch hat viele. Hat kam, u maschma, die Tafel, ich kann jetzt mit den Dach, und hat die Ach, außer mit mich lesen. Oh, so wird die Kasche und die Teres Chattos, there is a stire between two dinim. In other words, one din that is mentioned, that the Pesiyoset mentions it, that the Pesiyoset mentions in the name of the whole of the Oches Chaim, that Kelim Shalim Kichovim, that are clean. So Muta litn beitach tavun gotzer b'tzeir Muta. And then, but then he mentions in the name of the Baal Yitu that if it is something that lavu chibadoche, so it's osea to put it in an osa dekeke. So why should it be muta to put it tavli in the keel of the goy? It's an osa dekeke. So it is there. Alright. So then the Teres Chatos gives several tabuti. Ach yish lechal. The chli sa shemishtam shem midechami. Also, he stammed behead of its aiden. The king was about to your day, behead of his income of a valet. On the mistam of the east of the same, with the stam behead of Sinah Hatrile. The lohein. He tira rasbog in the apostle of the Jewish Alia in Essex. A few Hatrile. The king was in the Homish with the stam of the Matze. Umar Hagam is the Bishaz, we had to Chaim Simon of an hour. The king, Mashma, the your day, Simon Samartes. That's the end of the first teretz that the Teres Chatos gives. So what does the first teretz say? How does the first teretz reconcile the two apparently conflicting dinim? On one hand, the din mentioned by the Oches Chaim, the Or, that it's muter to put the avlin, domotzene, in a goy skele, a kele shalitza. On the other hand, the din mentioned by the Baal Yitu, that if it is something that is not urchei badoche. So then you're not allowed to put it in the osa de kekele, even though you have the intention of rinsing it. So why does Oches Chaim say that you are allowed to put a tavlin in the goyis kele? After all, it's not a derech to rinse a tavlin. So the answer is, the first teretz by the Teres Chatos is that Eches Chaim and the whole have reference to a Kiva Shalevit Kechovim that was Mishtamish only Mitzayne. So that's why it's Muta. Hashem came the Tur and the Baal Yitu, the Din mentioned in the Tur and the Baal Yitu has reference to a Kiva Shalevitzer that was Mishtamish Bechamim, even though the Tashmish now is Mitzayne. But there is a difference. In other words, so what is the first thing I'd say? That if you have an osadik kele, a kele of a goy, that was mishtamish b'chamin, then you are not allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinu now, unless you are madiach b'kele. But if you're not madiach et not, even though you have the intention of being madiach de'echo, before you eat it, so you have to be madiach the kele first, before you are mishtamish dovah heter in that kele. In that kele, that was mishtamish by the goy b'chamin. Mashenke, if it was mishtamish by the goy b'tzeine, so then you can be mishtamish b'tzeine even without making kadoch, as long as it's clean. Of course, you have to make sure that it's clean. You have to make sure that it's clean. Now we have to understand that. What is the difference whether it was mishtamish b'chamim or it's mishtamish b'tzeine? Right now it's mishtamish b'tzeine, so why do I care that it was mishtamish b'chamim? If the same kele had been used by the goy b'tzeinen, then I am allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinen. If I wipe it, I dry it, and I make sure that it's clean, without making gadoch in the kele. But if the goy was mishtamish in the chamin, so then I'm not allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinen now, unless I make gadoch first. What difference does it make? Right now it's b'tzeinen, so it will not be maflit. So we can explain it simply on the basis of exer. There should be nothing wrong in being mishtamish b'tzeinen in a kele that was even used b'chamin. because right now he's mishtamish tzeinim. But if we allow him now to be mishtamish tzeinim, and that keila has a bli of isa, he might be tempted in the course of the use of that keila to be mishtamish b'chamim too. Then it will be mafrit, then it will be nivla and deicho, and so on. Mashiach came if it was mishtamish b'tzeinim, so then there is no gzeira, because even if it will be mishtamish b'chamim, so it will, nothing will happen, because it has no basis. So this is the way we have to explain the first teres of teres chametz. All right. So far the first teres. Iname second teres. Yesh lechalek beimroch atak v'tchilo heitei v'loi rochte. Dimroch tchilo heitei v'adishor. I mean, this is the teres that I would say. I mean, I really don't understand why the teres chametz discusses it with so much detail. I mean, that seems to be the most obvious teretz, because the Oches Chaim and the Ro, they mention, they say, Teilim Shalid Chovim Shehu Tchuyofen. So what do you mean, Tchuyofen? It's a partless queen. So, but anyway, that's only one teretz. That's the second teretz. So the second teretz, whereby we can reconcile the apparent stira between the Oches Chaim's din and the Balaito's thing, is by saying the Oches Chaim has reference to a case where the person takes notice that the keila is spotless clean. Mashiach in the Balaito's thing has reference to the case where the person does not take notice that it's spotless clean. He knows that it was wiped, but he doesn't take notice that it's spotless clean. So then he has to be Madiach. That's Madiach. Alright. That's the second thing. Inami is Lechale. Inam yish lechal min rochat akil itchil eite, vol rochat in rochat itchil eite, vada shore, kos bi yadeh yasim kof rav beis, vichai gam, kos bidar kemish, shiik shom itchil amahar de bali, tor lahar de matze, vichil ik mitchil abenet alach yovish, vahakye in kosav, vioid, nire di yish lechal eit, so the dar kemish, and that's the third teret. Vichai kin kosav, vioid nire di yish lechal eit, bin doba shebolo yisa becham, so the third teretz is so it's really the same, that it's the second teretz in the Dark Emeshe, and it's the same as the second teretz in the Teres Chatos. So he says v'hakim kos aveid nir adyesh lechalik בינדובה שבולה הוא איסה בחר ושתיר את זה נראה לי איקה ומזה טוב אם דידי ואף שהכלי הוא עושה מפני שיש בלי הסיסר מכל מוקי כי משלו יניב לה בו יאיסה על דחמי רק על דיקובו של מליח וחי גב נעמות על ישתמש בצד זהו דרכי של הרב. So in other words, so when he gives the terrace, and Dova Shebolo Yisea not al decham, so it's not just the teretz of Blias Yisea and not Blias Yisea, of Blias Yisea and not Blias Yisea. So, but it's a difference between Bola Yisea al de Bisho al dechami, or Bola Yisea bitzene and al de Kofush Melech. You see, when the Teres Chatos says, "Ach yesh lechalek, dichli isa shemishtamshim li bechami, osa lishtamish biheta bitzeinen, om mishtamish biisa tzeinen, muta lishtamish biheta tzeinen lechat chile." So you could say that the Teres Chatos means the difference between the case where it was Bileya or it was not Bileya. But in Dark Emeshe, he emphasizes that even if it was Bileya Yisrael, but if the Bileya itself took place not through Chami, but through Kobush, through Moliach, so then it's done. It's done. And then he says, Zehu Dark Eshalara. Eshalara. Avol kol dvorm pitchlosom vatzeifon ein mubonim. בריש, מה שכוסף אחי יש לך וכן כוסף התור יודע לא ירדתי לסיים די. So he says, אחי יש לך die Kleise, die nicht stammt, die Bechami, also nicht stammt, die Beheta Bezinnen. Wir gehen kurz auf Atur, Behedie, bis Simen Kufrofale. So he says, where does the Tur say that? That this day, is the, Machmashe Kosa Fachish Lechalik, wir gehen kurz auf, hat Tur ja die Simen Kufrofale, wir reiten, wir sind deitig. Kelimim zu Schomkeen, ועדרה במאנה שום, בהדיה, איפרה, שכוסף התור שום, וזהו שני, כלים שנשתמשו בן בחמים, כנדירס וירס, מגילום ומדבילום ומתורים, וכוסף רשבם, דווקא מדבילום, ורקי מדבילום, אבל אם מדבילום תחילו, הרי כתיבו שרש ביודי, אבל רי כוסף, שיוכל להדבילום תחילו, ואם לא ירצה להשתמש בילו ציינן, יוכל להדבילי ולהשתמש בציינן, וכשירצה, ושירצה להשתמש בחמים יגילי ויספיק לו יתפילה שיתפילה כבר So he says, how does the Tiras Chata say that the tour in Simen Kuf Chopale corroborates this premise that if the goy was mishtamish in the keile b'cham, then the Yisrael is not allowed to be mishtamish in b'tzeinen. He's not allowed to be mishtamish in b'tzeinen. When the Torah says just the reverse, so where does the Torah say just the reverse? Because he says avol rikosa sheyochel atvilon tchilo vim lo yirtze lishtamish beyelatzeinen yochel atvilei ulishtamish beyelatzeinen uchse yirtze lishtamish beyachamin yagiloi viyaspik lo itvilo sheyitvilo kvo. So in other words, so he says that even though the goy was mishtamish et bechamin, and because of that it requires a gole in order to be mishtamish et bechamin, but if the Jew right now is not interested in mishtamish bechamin, so he doesn't have to make tvile. So all he has to do is, so he can be magbilet without being magil, and in the meantime he can mishtamish b'tzeinet. So we see, so the Torah says just the reverse, that even a kele that was used in chamin, so the Jew is allowed To be mishtamish b'tzeinet. So how can he say that the Torah holds that like this teretz in the teretz chatos that when the goy was mishtamish b'chamin, then it's also to be mishtamish b'tzeinet. We see the Torah says just the reverse. Now, so what does the why does the teretz chatos say? Why does the Teres Chato say that Achish Lechalik, the Kulisa Shemishtamishim Bechamim, also Mishtamish Behet Atzeinen? So in other words, so, and he says, Bechim Kosav Atur Yadeye, but that doesn't present any difficulty, because the two here mentions two Shittes. He mentions the Shitte of the Rashbam, and he mentions the Shitte of the Ri. So what's the Machleket between the Rashbam and the Ri? In other words, if you acquire a keli from a goy that was used b'chamin, so that you have to kasha. It requires a gole in order to extract the blie. So there is a machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ri as to whether the tefillah can take place before the agol. So the Rashbam shita is that if the keli that you acquired from a goy has a blie asisea, so then you must make the agole first, and then the tefillah. Suppose you realize the tefillah first, so then, and then the agole, so after the agole, you have to realize another tefillah, because it's table l'sherev yodei. The Ri is chelek, and the Ri says, no, what kind of table l'sherev yodei is here? It's not an inyan of table l'sherev yodei, so if he wants to use it temporarily, b'tzeinen, so he can be magbelet, and use it b'tzeinen, and then later on, a month later, he'll decide to use it b'chamim, then he'll make a goy. So there is a machlekes, so the Torah mentions a machlekes between the Rashbam and in the ring. As to whether Tvile can take place prior to Agole. According to the Rashbam, if Tvile takes place prior to Agole, it's null and void, the Tvile. You need another Tvile after Agole. And according to the Ri, the Tvile is effective even though it took place prior to Agole. Now we have to understand the Shita of the Rashbam. Why is the table? What has it to do with table Misharad? Table Misharad, they said the Pshat is, if you are Tevel, and why you hold the sheretz in your hand, so the tefillah is no tefillah, because the sheretz is with you. Whether it means that the tefillah is a tefillah, but you become tummy in you, or tefillah with sheretz beyond it means that the tefillah is not effective altogether. All right, Reb Chaim discusses that question, but it has no relevance to this din. That's a double pashut. That if somebody who is tummy goes into the mikveh while he holds the sheretz, so mele he hasn't accomplished anything. Because the sheretz is mitamiyim. But here, it's not a question of tume. The keile that he acquired from the goy is a bliyas iser. It's tume. What is there? It's a sheretz. The bliyas iser is a sheretz. It has a bliyas iser. It has nothing to do with tume. And it's exeras akosu that we have to be mad with the keile. So why shouldn't the tvile be effective? Why shouldn't the tefillah be effective? So what's the pshat in the Rashbam? So obviously the Rashbam shita is that there is a mitzvah sasei. There is a mitzvah sasei with the rice to be magil a keila shalisa. There is a mitzvah sasei with the rice to be magil a keila shalisa. In other words, that doesn't mean that if you buy a keila from a goy that has a bliya shalisa, and if you never intend to use it, that you are mitzvah to be magle. But of course, if you don't want to use it, you don't have to be magle, you don't have to do anything. If you want to store it, to keep it in a storage place for many years, so you're not mechuyev to do anything. But if you do intend to use it, so then there is a mitzvah of being madvil, and there is also a mitzvah of being teve. And it appears from the Rashbam that even though the Rashbam is chelik on the Ri, and at that point is a machleket between the Rashbam and the Ri, that even if a person is not interested in using it, even if a person is not interested in using the kele, b'chami, but only in using it b'tzeinet, but as long as he's interested in being mishtamish in the kele, then he is mechuyev to be maglet and to be maglet. So Memele, the Rashbam says, and that's all. Does anyone have here a chumash b'midbar? I didn't take it. Here, there's a chumash. All right, there's two chumash. And according to the Rashi's pshat and the Rambam pshat, so the reish of the posik includes both types of keli. A keli like a shput that is tashmishi directly al the air, and the keli like a gdere that is al the mind. So both have to be kasher. One al the gomu, one al the agom. So it's all contained in the expression taviru veish v'toyer. Avimenido yischato. So what is, so that's the droshe that you have to say. So he says, Arbi Menido Yischato, so the droshe is that you have to be madbelet. And why? So main mikveh is called Menido because a nido is tivelis for him. Is tivelis for him. So that's the droshe. So mainly the pshat of the posik is called Dovar Ashayovi Beish Taviru Veish Vitoria, you have to be madbelet. But first, ach, the menido yischato, that has to take place first. So I'm sorry. No, I mean after that, I'm sorry. Kol was yom beish tavir beish mitoeir, but and after that, arbe minido yischad. Arbe minido yischad. So then it will be nitva. So in other words, and so that's a mitzvah. So that's the mitzvah of Tfilas Kelim and of Agolas Kelim. But the shita of the is, when is there a mitzvah of Agolas Kelim? If he's interested in using it, the ham, then the Torah is mechayev him to be magil the Kelim. That one is tamshu by the goyim be ham. But if he's not interested in using it, the hamim, he's interested in using it with tzeinen, then the Torah is not mechayev him to be magil the Kelim. But the shita of the Rashbam is the contrary. Kol dovar asher yomi beish taviru beish mitoeir, so you have to be maglet, and then arbe minido yischad. So if he wants to be mishtamish, suppose he doesn't want to be mishtamish altogether, he doesn't have to be table, he doesn't have to be magle, he doesn't have to do anything. But if he wants to be mishtamish, even though he wants to be mishtamish at mitzeinen, but if it was used b'chamim, so then he has to be maglet. That's a special mitzvah, as I said. Now, we pass in Tam Kikya is the Raisa. So then, if he will use it b'chamim, so then the tafshil will be osar also. The tafshil will also be osar if he wasn't magalet. But if he used it b'tzeinen, so then, of course, the tafshil will not be osar that he was b'shtamim b'tzeinen. But he'll be mebatel, and that's the Raisa, because as long as the Kelim, according to the Rashbam, so this posik tells us, Kol dovar asher yomi beish taviru beish mitoeir, arb minida yischato. That any kelim that was mishtamish bechamim, you are mechuyev to be magal if you want to use it, whether bechamim or betzeinim. So you have to be maglet and be maglet. And if you are not maglet, you're not allowed to use it. So mimele, if he's stable it, so mimele is stable b'sheres b'yodei. Now we can understand this why the Rashbam says is stable b'sheres b'yodei. Because what does it mean stable b'sheres b'yodei? In other words, he did not fulfill the mitzvah of tefile properly, because the mitzvah of tefile implies that first he has to be maglet, and then he has to be tablet. And if he's going to be mishtamishet without being magal the kele, even if he'll be mishtamishet b'tzeinen, he'll be mevatel and eser reise. He'll be mevatel and eser reise, according to Rashbam. Because that's the pshat of the posik. Kol dovar asher yomi veish taviru veish vitoyer. Ach b'menido yischat. After that all. So of course the Rashbam will have to explain the posik, not the way I said in explaining the Ramon. You see, because I said in explaining the Ramo, I said that kol asher kol dovar asher yomi veish taviru veish vitoeir, kol dovar asher yomi veish taviru veish vitoeir. So it means something that was mishtamish bechamim and is intended and is expected to be used bechamim. So then is taviru veish vitoeir v'chol asher lo yomi veish, but something that was used bechamim but is not expected to be used bechamim. So then it's taviru b'mayim sa'adocha b'mayim zina. This is how we explained the Ramos Hagoy here. But now this Teres Chatos, the second Teres in the Teres Chatos, is not the equivalent of the Hagoyes Ramo here, because there is a big difference. The second Teres in Teres Chatos distinguishes between the Kelesh and Ishtam Shubichamim and the Kelesh and Ishtam Shubitzenen. So the Kelesh and Ishtam Shubitzenen, so it's mutar even without adochet to be mishtamish b'tzeinen, and the kelesh and mishtamish b'chamim, so it's osa to be mishtamish b'tzeinen. And the pshat is, according to Teres Chatos, if it was used b'chamim by the boy, so even to be mishtamish b'tzeinen, you have to be maglet b'chamim. This is the shite of the second Teres in Teres Chatos. Masha'inke da goyes ramo here, when he says, Avodova Yovish Mamesh, im li bola hakli rak b'tzeine, is mutal haniya beidova yovish b'li adoche klal. But if bola hakli b'chamim, not b'tzeine, not al b'kobush, so then, it's also haniya beidova yovish, unless you make adoche. But adoche is enough, you don't have to make a gole. You see, you don't have to make a gole. Masha'ik in the second Teretz in Teres Chatos, He holds that if it was mishtamish bechamim, so then you cannot be mishtamish b'tzeinim. You cannot be mishtamish b'tzeinim unless you are maglev bechamim. Why is that? Because that is implicit in the Gzeiras HaKosuv of Kol Dovar Asher Yovi Voeish Taviru Voeish Mitoeir Arve Menidin Ischato. Anything that was nishtamish by the Midyonim Bechamim, so requires a gole and then tefillah. And suppose he'll make tefillah. So and if he wants to be mishtamish, even though he wants to be mishtamish and b'tzeinim, but if he doesn't want to be mishtamish, then he doesn't mechuyev to do anything. But if he wants to be mishtamish, according to Rashbam, even though he wants to be mishtamish and b'tzeinim, so he has to make a gole first and then tefillah. And if he makes tefillah without making a gole first, so the Rashbam says he's tevil b'sheres b'yoleh. Because he's not allowed to be mishtamish and b'tzeinim without making a gole. So the tefillah is ineffective. So Mimele, when the Teras Chato says that it's mashma from the two in Simi Kuf Chapale, it's mashma that way, so it doesn't mean the shite of the Ri in Simi Kuf Chapale, but it means the shite of the Rashbam. So you see, the Shach has the kash against the Teras Chato.